Mom, Dad, if it's okay with you guys, I'm going to hang out with Lou. See you back at the house.
Scripto!
That's right, Lou. The Lou Dickman players are coming up, but first, Toys for Tots, Lou. How many bins did the Sovereign get?
3.5. And I still have a trunk full of toys to deliver.
All right, there you go. Excellent. We had 5 at the event, 5 bins, Lou. So this is a record.
All right.
I think we got 9 for the year. Lou!
Listen to the crowd applause.
Woo! Packed house here in the summer.
Now, Lou, your NFL COVID predictions are all coming true. From all your predictions.
I'm confused, though. Weren't they just going to forfeit games if they couldn't play on the day they were scheduled?
Yes.
Wasn't that the original rule? Then why are they moving that game to Tuesday?
Because it's the NFL, Lou.
The team that can put 11 players on the field should be able to go out and play.
With no subs?
No, whatever. If you don't want to forfeit, put 11 people out there.
Playing both sides like you did in high school?
Yeah, or how about just skip a week and then go back to 16 games as opposed to 17.
Empire Ryan with the solution.
Now go Matt, by the rules that they're setting up. Now.
The Giants must still have a chance or something. That's
no, God, no. The fucking Giants are out of it.
Lou and Empire Ryan, what do you remember about the Vikings?
Joe Capp.
God, who was that coach in the 80s? Burns or something? There was one in the 80s who was 1,000 years old if he was like, I think his last name was Burns or something like that. It looked like Mr. Burns.
George Burns.
Yeah. George Burns. Lou, your prediction for the Bears versus the Vikings.
I got no freaking idea.
He's got nothing.
I got nothing.
Am I right?
COVID 38, Bears Vikings 14.
Yeah, I got nothing on that.
Bears 51, the Vikings 12 players get the COVID.
Bears.
All right, Lou, your power rankings.
Henry.
Well, first.
What?
You were the dunce again. You're probably in last place.
No, I was not.
Oh, you weren't, right. It was Tether G. I'm just so used to you. I'm 2 weeks behind.
So, my algorithm is going to hold true coming into the last few weeks of football. You wait and see.
You've been doing better, sir.
I'm steadily climbing up, but I think it might be almost time to join the Dickman, right?
Pretty soon. We still doing a Dickman?
Yes, we are.
There's still a Dickman. They're all waiting until the last 2 games of the year, I think. I think we're going to see a flood.
So you're Rookie of the Week.
Rookie of the Week.
Rookie week.
Do we have a rookie weeky? You know, let's go with
a restaurant down the street.
Didn't Hogan bring somebody in, the stat guy?
Yeah, he brought his mother in.
Hey, Ma Hogan, yay!
Hey, I'm Hogan, Emery Hogan.
Now she's destined to be a swami.
Emperor Ryan and Lou rank the best power tools to give as gifts and or to murder someone. Chainsaw, power drill, nail driver, electric screwdriver, power sander. What's the fifth best?
The fifth best?
Yes.
Probably the nail gun, because you really got to hold that to get the nails to shoot out, so injuries coming.
Fifth Lou? Best.
What's second to the last?
That would be the electric screwdriver.
Yeah, the electric screwdriver. Not enough power.
All right, 4.
What was the one before that?
The nail driver. This is what he's.
Yeah, that was his last.
That's number 4. Yeah, what's your 4?
My number 4 probably the electric.
All right, you're switching positions.
Yes, we are.
You get him right in the jugular. Just let him bleed out.
Yeah, all right, well.
Chainsaw, power drill, and power sander left. What's 3?
Power drill.
I'll agree, power drill.
All right. Finally, a chainsaw and power sander left. Which are the 2?
Well, the chainsaw, you can do it nice and quick, but a power sander, you just take off one layer of skin at the time.
I go power. If he's saying chainsaw second, I agree.
All right.
And I'm going with the power sander just because of that movie that what's-his-face was in.
The guy who didn't have a face?
No. He put it on a video and then sent it to his kid. What was it? I'll think of it.
Taken?
No.
All right, Buggy, your question of the week.
It wasn't above the law.
What is the best duty of a department store floor walker and why? Empire Ride.
In Chicago?
Yes.
Jesus. In Chicago now, I'd say security guard, prison guard, you name it, any retail store.
Lou?
There ain't nobody walking in the stores. They're running.
Does it get any better than that, Lou? Give us your catchphrase out of this.
Outstanding week. Go Bears!
Thanks, Empire Ryan.
This is the Kadosh inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Holiday Greeting Service. If you want Lou to say to you, what do you want to drink? As a holiday greeting, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou greets you! Merry Christmas!
I approve this outstanding message!